News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now let's turn back to that story about Jerry Hutch being questioned by Spanish police last night as part of an international investigation into alleged money laundering. It also resulted in his Dublin home being searched. Conor Lally, security and crime editor with the Irish Times, has been writing about this. Conor, just tell us what's happening.
Yeah, so essentially, Shane, this inquiry has been ongoing since at least early 2022. There were searches carried out in 2022 and obviously a fresh round of searching carried out yesterday. Now, the majority of that activity did take place in Spain, and this inquiry is centred on Lanzarote. But there was one search in Ireland, and that was at the home of Jerry Hutch in Clontarf. There were Spanish police officers on the ground there, and that search took place after a legal request was made for by the Spanish police to the guards to help them carry out the search. So even though the Gardaí were involved in that search in Ireland, this is a Spanish-led inquiry and it's based in Spain. And obviously Jerry Hutch was one of, we think, either two or three people who was detained there yesterday and was still being held last night. Now, there's a secrecy order in place. It was imposed by the courts in Spain around the inquiry, but we do expect the Spanish police to offer some kind of an update later on today about progress in their inquiry.
So we will know more on this operation later today is your best guess at this stage.
That's what we understood from sources last night. As I say, sometimes in Spain the legal system and the policing system is not quite the same, obviously, as it is in Ireland. And in some of these cases, when there are major search operations carried out, when warrants are being granted by the courts in Spain to the police there, part of the conditions of those being executed is that there be a secrecy clause around them. And that means the media can't report on, or the police can't disclose certain details about the operation for a period of time. But as I say, we do understand there'll be some kind of update coming out of Spain later on today.
Conor, just before we let you go, you also had an update in relation to the Kyran Dernan case and when the issue was actually first reported to Tusla and to on Garda Síochána.
Yeah, so this relates, as you say, to the timeline of how everything happened. Now, obviously, the last confirmed sighting that we have so far is really when Kyran was in primary school at the end of the academic year in 2022. But if we go back to the end of August just gone, essentially, Tusla went to the family, contacted the family on August 29th, and they essentially told the family that they were going to flag their concerns about Kyran's welfare with the Gardaí at that stage. So the Gardaí, Tusla went to the Gardaí on that day, August 29th, and then the following day, one family member went to the guards and basically told the guards that Kyran and his mom had basically left their home in Drogheda the previous day. So that would be just hours before they were contacted by Tusla and that they were unaccounted for. And then the Gardaí began an inquiry straight away. So it does seem the report of the missing persons report was prompted by the fact that Tusla was just about to flag its concerns with the Gardaí about Kyran's welfare. So obviously you had this period, this rapid fire chain of events over a 2-day period at the end of August. And as I say, that was, that was over 2 years after the last confirmed sighting of Kyran in primary school earlier that year.
Conor Lally, security and crime editor with the Irish Times. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.